Welcome back to another episode of Life Mastery Unleashed. I'm your host, Ricky Camus, coming to you with insights and strategies to enhance your discipline, drive your execution, and elevate your life to the next level. Whether you're tuning in from your morning commute, workout, or from the comfort of your home office, I'm glad you're here to join me today. In today's episode, we're diving into a topic that's crucial for anyone facing financial hurdles, especially those in the real estate and mortgage industries. We're talking about staying disciplined in tough financial times. It's easy to stay motivated when everything's going your way, but real character, real discipline is shown when times are tough. First, let's set the scene. The market's been a roller coaster lately, right? Interest rates fluctuating, housing markets uncertain. Many of you, my listeners, might be feeling the pinch. It's during these times, however, that discipline becomes more than a practice. It becomes your lifestyle. Let's break down what this discipline looks like in real, actionable terms. Step one is about going back to the basics. In the mortgage business, that means tightening up your qualification criteria, revisiting your clients list, and ensuring you're as efficient as possible. Cut the fat, not the muscle. Keep your operations lean but powerful. Step two involves keeping your knowledge up to date. The laws, the lending rates, the market forecasts, stay informed. This not only helps you in adjusting your strategies, but also positions you as an expert whom clients can trust during uncertain times. And the third step, keep your pipeline full. This is where discipline really comes into play. It's about consistently reaching out to new prospects, following up with leads, and keeping those relationships warm. It's doing the day-to-day grind that builds a business even when it feels like you're climbing uphill. Now, I know it's not just about hard tactics. It's about the mindset. Staying positive when you're surrounded by negativity requires you to fortify your mental space. Start your day with something that uplifts you, be it a motivational podcast like this one, reading a chapter of an inspiring book, or even meditating for 10 minutes. I also recommend reading at least a page or two out of the Bible. That'll keep you straight. Another key aspect is your network. Lean on others. The real estate and mortgage industries are built on connections. When times are tough, these relationships can provide support, advice, and maybe even business opportunities you wouldn't have found otherwise. And let's not forget about adapting. This could mean diversifying the types of real estate deals you're working on or the loan products you're offering. Maybe there's a niche market you've overlooked or a new partnership that could drive mutual benefits. As we wrap up today's session, remember this. Discipline is what keeps you moving forward when every part of you wants to give up. It's the small, consistent actions that you take every day that will not only keep you afloat, but will help you thrive even in the most challenging times. Thank you for joining me on Life Mastery Unleashed. If you found today's episode helpful, please share it and with someone who could use these words right now. Subscribe, leave a review, and remember, every day is another chance to master your life. Until next time, keep pushing, keep striving, and stay disciplined. And remember this, outgrind, outwork, outhustle everyone.
Flaming dragon, fuck face. First, take a big step back
and literally fuck your own face.